Next up is a former wrestling superstar with a product that changed his life.
Former pro wrestler Diamond Dallas Page has just the thing for you. But be warned, DDP yoga, quote, ain't your mama's yoga.
DDP yoga was designed to help everyone.
DDP's list of clients include former wrestlers such as Chris Jericho and Edge.
I've been doing it for over 2 years and I can't live without it.
And it don't matter what your age or your fitness level or what kind of shape you're in.
It builds strength and flexibility and it's good for your heart.
Diamond Dallas Page is one of the rare wrestlers that has had a post-career career. You are saving lives. The two most famous ones, Jake the Snake Roberts.
One person sticks a hand out, and that person for me was Diamond Dallas Page.
And Scott Hall.
In my lifetime, I've learned hard work pays off. Dreams come true. Bad times don't last, but bad guys do.
It's DDP.
Rio.
High five. Hello, my friends, my fellow DDP Yoga warriors. It is Wednesday night, September 3rd, 9 p.m. here on the East Coast, which could only mean one thing as usual. It's another episode of DDP Radio right here at ddpradio.com. My name is Mike Mullins. You can find me over at mike@90%.com, and I am joined by the one, the only, half of her former self, the inspirational and the beautiful Miss Stacey Morris. Stacey, how are you, Stace?
Hey, guys. I'm great. I'm happy to be here. How's everyone?
All right, and with us, as always, is the technical messiah, DDP Yoga, if you will, Mr. Robert McLaren. Robert, how are you?
Doing good, man. I can't believe it's Wednesday again already.
I know. The weeks just seem to fly by, man. Katie and I are getting ready for a big move, so it's just like the less time we have, the worse we're off, and it just seems like it's flying by. So everything happens so quickly. And I find as you get older, too, like the weeks just fly by. I remember when I was in school, it used to take forever for a week to go by. And as an adult, you just have so much going on that the weeks just all seem to blend together.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good because Wednesday night, DDP Radio, always looking forward to that. And tonight we're going to have an awesome show. We're going to welcome to the show in just a few minutes a longtime member of the DDP Yoga community. You know him as the star of DDP Yoga Below the Belt Workout. And you'll at least recognize the calf tattoo from the cat lifts. He's a firefighter, a father, a connoisseur of fine scotch. And we will welcome Jim Patterson to the show, otherwise known as Jimbo, in just a few minutes. But first things first, we're going to get into a couple dates that we have going on in the DDP Yoga universe, some workshops and stuff we've got happening. But first things first, I wanted to touch base and just wish all the best to our brother in DDP Yoga, Jake the Snake Roberts, who is in Las Vegas right now. The reports are conflicting. I don't really know what's going on, but we know he's not. He's kind of ill, so we're sending our positive thoughts to Jake. Anything you wanted to say, Robert? You probably know more than I do.
Well, the last I heard is that he had double pneumonia. I don't know how legitimate the thing on the mass on the brain is, so I'm not sure about that one. But they're getting ready to do some oxygen tests to see if he's strong enough to come off the ventilators. And supposedly he's in great spirits and he's getting stronger, so hopefully he'll be back up on his feet in no time.
Absolutely.
And DDP tweeted that he spoke to him today, so hopefully that's
nice.
A good omen and he's coming out of the woods, yeah.
Absolutely. And Jake is just one of those success stories of DDP Yoga. You couldn't write that in a Hollywood movie. From the lows that Jake has been and to the heights he's soaring with the Hall of Fame and the Raw appearance, and it's the ultimate comeback story, and the movie they're working on, I heard they did some advanced screenings as well down in Atlanta, so we're going to look for that hopefully soon, the resurrection of Jake Roberts. And we're pulling for you, Jake. We want a happy ending, and we want the Hollywood ending for Jake the Snake Roberts, so all the best to him. Otherwise, wanted to tease this real quick. On the show today, we told you about some recent giveaways that we've been doing here at DDP Radio. Last week, we gave away a copy of DDP Yoga's autobiography, Positively Page. And this week, we will have another giveaway from none other than our lovely co-host, Stacey Morris. Her book, Clean Comfort, is going to be given away here tonight. And, Stacy, tell us about that book so we can hype it up a little bit for the people who don't know. Oh. It's a wrestling/memoir book.
It's a little bit of a memoir of my struggles with food and weight. And then the rest of it's a cookbook filled with recipes that I and Chef Bill and I crafted together that kind of mimic some of my favorite comfort foods, you know, but with clean ingredients. And actually, I just finished dessert before we get on the air, the chocolate avocado mousse. I mean, there's just like stuff that is mind-blowing. Not all of it necessarily sounds good, but you got to try it. I promise if you give it a try, you're probably going to like it. It is how I keep my weight off and keep my sanity because, you know, dieting doesn't work. But I found something that does, and this book kind of outlines it. So that's what it's about.
Stacy is the queen of it doesn't have to taste bad to be healthy, and you do. You ways around the most delicious, comforting foods, and we're going to be giving away a copy of Stacy Morris' Clean Comfort on ebook later on tonight. And if you don't win the copy, then be sure to check out StacyMorrisCleanComfort.com and get your own copy. It's an inspirational story. It's an amazing story where Stacy came from and some awesome recipes as well. And before we get into the upcoming dates, I wanted to plug something also that Stacy Morris is a part of. She has a recipe in the DDP Yoga newsletter that comes out. Is that monthly, Robert? Is that what it comes out?
Roughly, yeah. We tried it. You know, there's like about a week of leeway time that we, you know, we seem to always miss the deadline. But yeah, we try to get out monthly. Mm-hmm.
And the newsletter is pretty awesome. We kind of revamped it recently. It's broken down into different sections, like DDP Yoga Warrior of the Week. Stacy has an awesome recipe in the newsletter every month, as well as just news and videos of what's going on in the DDP Yoga universe, DDP radio previews, all kinds of stuff. It's kind of like the DDP Yoga Times. It's just everything newsworthy in the DDP Yoga universe all condensed into one newsletter, and it's pretty awesome. And if you want to get on the newsletter, be sure to go to ddpyoga.com and subscribe so you're not missing out. It really is awesome, and it's a really great resource that we have here at DDP Yoga, one of the many resources that we've taken advantage of in the DDP Yoga universe, as long as Team DDP Yoga and the radio show, and it's another way for you to be successful in your DDP Yoga journey. But now I'm going to talk to you guys real quick before we bring Jimbo on and let you know what's going on in the DDP Yoga workshop area. We've got all kinds of scheduled appearances, including a DDP Yoga workshop at Funk Fitness on September 27th, 2014. That's in Brighton, Michigan. So if you are in the Brighton, Michigan area, check that out, the DDP Yoga workshop. Also, Robert just sent me another email. Let me see. We got one November 8th, 2014, the Bearden United Methodist Church in the gymnasium in Knoxville, Tennessee. So I know we got some people in Tennessee. I think DJ's out there and Nolan's out there as well. So I hope to see them at the DDP Yoga workshop in Tennessee. And we've got a lot of things going on in the DDP Yoga universe. Another workshop coming up. We have a Newport, Rhode Island on January 11th, 2015. Hammers Energy Fitness, which was an awesome workshop last time. Matt Hancock killed it. Tons of people showed up, sold out. Couldn't fit another person in there, March 21st, 2015. And, of course, don't forget the DDP Yoga Retreat at the El Dorado Resort in Casitas, Riviera Maya, Mexico, July 17th to the 24th, 2015, and October 16th through the 22nd. I threw a lot of dates in there, so if you didn't get that, check out ddpyoga.com. Or for the retreat, check out ddpyogaretreat.com, and that'll have all the information on the upcoming retreats. But speaking of the retreats, we have an alumni of the DDP Yoga Retreats. He's been for the past 4 years, I think. I think he missed one, if I'm correct. But we have the star of Below the Belt, Jimbo Patterson. What's going on, Jim?
Hey, how are you, Michael?
Good. What's going on, man?
The star. That's too funny. I prefer just the good-looking guy in the video.
Good-looking guy.
That works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That works, too.
And Jim will be appearing at one of the DDP Yoga workshops, signing autographs, $25. He's below the belt picture of his tattoo, so he'll be taking 8x10s and Polaroid. No.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Pictures are free. Everything's free. No, I'm always kidding.
But Jim, you've made your rounds at the retreat too. You've been at almost all of them. I think you missed the year before this past year. But if you can give us a quick update on the retreats, what do you think of the DDP Yoga retreat? You're a veteran of those, and we've all seen you around there.
Yeah, you know what? I have been to the retreats. I've loved each and every one of them. Boy, have they improved. And I guess, you know, you can't talk about the retreats without mentioning the hard work of Sally Jane Smith and the Travel Smith team.
Absolutely.
Those guys, they kill anything you need. It's like, I wish they had more single malt to discuss. Yeah, what kind? All of a sudden it's there. And, you know, but anyway, the retreats are fantastic. I have missed one. Unfortunately, my father-in-law, who watches my 9-year-old, she was 8 last year, watches my daughter, fell and broke his hip. And it was just too much to mind the dog, for my mother-in-law to mind the dogs and my 9-year-old and my, you know, nursing my father-in-law back to health. So we kind of had to throw in the towel. But actually, it talked me into getting the travel insurance. So I immediately was like, well, apply it towards the next one, and I'll see you then. And that's when I got to see you this last time, Mike.
Yeah, if I remember correctly.
I don't know if you recall.
Which I don't.
Now, why is that, Jimbo?
Mike was, as we say in the firefighter EMT profession, overhydrated.
I remember I was staggering back from the pool. It was the first night that everyone came in. We had come in a couple days early. And I asked for a glass. I usually get a glass of tequila with some on the rocks because it's clean, just the alcohol, no sugary crap in there.
Yeah.
So I was just sipping the tequila, and they gave me a big glass. And I didn't realize how much I was drinking until I got out of the pool, and I'm like, oh, man, I don't know where I am. I end up going back to my room, and it's the first time I see Jim for the night. And Jim's like, hey, Mike at 90%. And I'm like, I can't feel my legs. He's like, what?
He's looking at me like
I
it's
just
a road test
right.
Because I'm holding up 9 fingers, 9-0. I'm like, hey, Mike at 90%, Mike at 90%. And he's like, Jimbo. He's not, like, greeting me. He's more asking me, like, is that you? I go, yeah. What's up, Michael? Dude, I'm like, he starts the same bullshit he just gave you guys, blaming the glass. Yeah, it's the glass's fault.
But that's how we do it on the DDP Yoga retreat. We party, and you know what? I still made the workout that night. Wasn't my best workout of the year, but I made it, and fell asleep a couple times on my mat. But we're all good. Made it through.
Yeah,
but anyways,
we were there.
Back to Jimbo. Jimbo, you're in New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimbo is a firefighter in New Jersey. He's a father, and he's got a busy, busy schedule, and he's one of the founding Yoga Warriors. He's been there since the beginning, before everything blew up and everything, you know, got huge. How did DDP Yoga first register on your radar, and how did that transition into, like, a starring role, if you will, in Below the Belt? How'd you get involved with that?
You know how it first came to be, Mike, is, I started my firefighter career late. You have to be hired before age 35, and I was hired at 35. And I started the career late. I had left my sales career, which was good and fruitful, but I had left that because of the events of September 11th, and I just felt like I needed to be doing more and participating more, and I was just mad. I was just like the rest of the country. I started to pursue the firefighting career, but it takes, you know, quite a while. It's a long process. So to shorten my story, I get hired. I become a fireman. And now I'm working out with these younger guys. And we're adding the plates on in the weight room, you know, 135, 225, 315, 355. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So yeah, we're all getting a rep. We're adding another plate, getting a rep, maybe half a rep. 2 days later, I can't get out of bed. I'm like, OMG. What the heck? I think I cursed before. I'm sorry about that. So that's
fine.
The New Jersey in me.
It's internet radio. You can say anything. There's no FCC.
All right. So I'm limping out of bed. Now, very similar to DDP, to Diamond Dallas Page, I start a physical career late in life, right, 35 years old. similar to Dallas. My wife has been telling me for years to try yoga. I'm like, negative on your lash. I am a Harley riding fireman. I am not doing yoga. No way. No. Right? So, okay, probably one thing that's absolutely I should consider is I should lose weight. So I go online and I, like, Google, find, like, lose weight, like, find another way. Because I'm, you know, if you've ever struggled with your weight, and I've yo-yoed almost all my life, it's hard. It's a struggle. It's a battle. And DDP yoga is just one of the tools that you get to use, along with diet, to sort of win that battle. It's part of your arsenal. So I Google in, you know, find another way, whatever. And up pops this banner ad for what was previously known as YRG. So DDP Yoga now is called DDP Yoga. Mm-hmm. But it was formerly known as Yoga for Regular Guys. And I recognized Dallas's face. And I go, wow, that looks like the guy that used to wrestle. Because he was much leaner and, you know, certainly looked different than in his larger wrestling, you know, career
Yeah, he didn't have the ball anymore.
Didn't have the ball. Wasn't puffy. He was lean and strong, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, wow, that guy looks just like the guy that used to wrestle. Now, another similarity, Dallas and I are both from New Jersey. And I click on the link, and it is Diamond Dallas Page. I'm like, holy crap. So he talks about how this, his aching back, and he creates this program. And I'm like, oh, my God, two birds with one stone. I can find a new exercise program and quiet my wife, who wants me to try yoga. I'm going to try this kind of guy's yoga, right? Because I'm thinking I'm going to put the regular guy in Yoga for Regular Guys.
Nice.
Yeah. So I get it. She's like, hey, something from wherever came for you today. I tear open the envelope. I hold the disc right in her face. She's like, you're kidding me. I go, nope. Go get your mat. So I don't even own a mat. We have to share her mat. We put it in. And so now I went from, I told you, like a week before, bench pressing like 350 pounds for a rep. And, of course, I go right to the, what was it called?
The
Fat Burner Plus. I got to take that out to pop in the 40-minute workout. Now, I'm already spent, so I tried doing that. I can't do 1 5-second push-up before my arms start shaking. And you know what it means when you start shaking, right?
It means you're turning
muscles on.
You're turning stuff on.
Yes, right. So I'm trying to do this 5-second push-up, and I'm like, I can't believe this. And my wife has got this look on her face like, told you. So, a while later, you know, and I'm getting in. So I got to take that disc out. I start at the 20-minute workout. I kill that. I'm like, okay, good. So I can at least start at the 40-minute fat burner at the time. I'm working that. A couple days, maybe a week or so later, I get a call. And I don't recognize the number, so I just let it go. And it's Dallas Page. And he says, hey, Jim, Diamond Dallas Page here. Give me a call. I'm like, get out of here. There's no way this guy called me, right? you know what? I'm skipping ahead. Somebody else from the company called me. But same kind of thing. I didn't have time, didn't recognize the number. I did answer the phone, but I was at work. So now the bell rings, and it's like, ladder 1, engine 3, car 2, please respond, 123 Main Street. And I go, listen, bro, good talking to you. Call me back. I got to go. And he's like, are you a fireman? I go, yeah. Do you mind if Dallas calls you? I go, if I wasn't clear, bro, I got to go. And I hung up. So I hang up on the guy, and that's when I got the call from Dallas, and that's when I start talking with Dallas, and that's when he and I start talking about just, like, all the similarities and you know, everything from New Jersey and really just kind of clicked. You know, he must have had a lot of free time or he just instantly hit it off. But it was good. It was a lot of fun.
Before we go any further.
You're good.
Is that me, or do you guys hear that chirping in the background?
Yes, I've been listening to that. Someone's sitting outside.
You guys have sonar. My window's open.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'm gonna mute myself unless I'm talking, okay?
Yeah, that
right.
Sonar is actually okay. How Mike finds his way around.
No,
yeah.
Before I mute myself, one quick comment, Jimbo. Another similarity you and Dallas have is you both started your careers, you know, later than average, which to me, you know, kind of shows a tenacity that, you know, you're not going to listen to the odds and you're going to do what you want anyway. So when you started doing the workouts, did you pretty much have a straight path? You know, did you just keep doing them for years? And because you must have discovered this, what, back in 06, 07?
I'm not really sure of the year or the date. It's kind of just become a part of my life, and I never really time-stamped it or put a – I know that it was at least 5 years ago because I remember saying – because I'm 44, and I remember saying to Dallas, well, you know, at this time frame when I turn 40, I want to be able to do this or I want to weigh this. And he would, like, say, that's not the way to do it, man. Like, you know, he just continue those one step at a time, slow. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And he would talk to me in regular guy mentality. Like, he knew what it was to go to the bar after a meeting with the guys. And he would say, listen, I know you got to have a beer with the guys, but have a water in between each one. And that might sound like nothing, but if you go out for four beers and you cut that in half, you've eliminated 300 calories, and that makes a difference, you know? And just little fixes of eliminate this and try that. And I was now, since the last retreat, I have drank the Kool-Aid, and I am on board to the gluten-free, dairy-free thing.
Nice.
I am loving it. Loving it. I cannot get the guys in the firehouse to commit, but if I put, like, the Trader Joe's gluten-free cookies on the table, they're gone. And I go, hey, how'd you like cookies? Oh, they were awesome. They were gluten-free.
Now,
I knew they tasted funny. Oh, shut up.
Now, speaking as a fighter, you told me that you lead the crew in DDP Yoga workouts between calls, and as firefighters are a brotherhood of, like, macho guys who obviously are going to bust each other's balls. How did it go over the first time you asked them to try yoga, and when did they realize, wait, this ain't yoga, this is DDP Yoga?
Well, the first time I got caught doing it was with a video in the VCR, and my shoes were off, and I had a mat out. And one guy walked in, he was like, oh, Jim, are you doing yoga? Yeah. Oh, that's cool, man. I'll be right back. He went downstairs and got everybody to come upstairs and watch me. So, you know, I'm in, like, Lightning Bolt or something, and all of a sudden 12 guys come pouring in. What are you doing? I go, I'm working out. Now, the benefit was it wasn't just pick on Jim, because Jim had already lost, like, 20 or 30 pounds. So now it was, so this is how you're doing it. And, you know, half the guys broke my stones and left, and the other half were like, let me check this out. And the other, and half of those guys were like, this is kind of cool. And half of those guys were like, I want to do it. So from 12, I got two or three guys doing it. Now we were a department of 40 or 50 guys. There's probably 10 that do the workout with me. And when Dallas came to the firehouse and worked out with, you know, kind of just open-door policy, hey, if you're free, my buddy Dallas is coming in, you know, come work out. probably 15, 20 guys showed up.
Wow.
Yeah, and we're a much smaller department now, true to, you know, politics and cutbacks, but that's a show for another time. So everyone that was off duty came, and it was really positive. Not only did it support me, but it supported my friend, and that's exactly what Dallas has become.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you tell a story. You were telling us off air a little bit, but
yeah,
being a fighter, you need to have that conditioning because a lot of times your life is on the line. And you were telling us the DDP yoga didn't change your life. It literally saved it. Tell me how. Tell us that story about how DDP yoga saved your life.
Yeah, no problem. Literally did save my life. And I tell this to Dallas because he's like, hey, listen, I want you to do this. And I go, anything for you. And he's almost like, that was too easy. What the fuck? I'm like, you saved my life. And, yeah, of course, I might have had a big glass of tequila at the time, too, but whatever. So same kind of thing, you know, ladder one, engine three, car two, respond 123 Main Street. We get it's not the same house. I'm just using that address. So we get
all fires are at the same place. So
yeah. All fires are at the same house. No, that's not exactly it. But well, we get a call to this house, and I'm assigned to the ladder. So our responsibilities are search and rescue and ventilation. So we have to ventilate the roof. So it's a two-family, three-story, three-and-a-half-story. We put up a ground ladder, climb the ladder. The guy I'm with has a saw, and I have an axe between my air bottle and my back. We get to the top of the ladder. We're on the roof, and a couple pulls on the saw. It starts up, gives it another pull, and it choked out. He gives it another pull, and the saw dies. He pulled the saw rope on the saw again, and the rope broke. Now we're like, what are you going to do? So I have that axe on my back. I take that out, and he goes, oh, way to go, Jimbo. He turns around to try and tie a knot in the rope to see if he can re-pull it. I take one step back like I'm going to, you know, knock the roof through with one shot and leg. And up to the knee went through the roof.
Wow.
So I could feel it's on like instantly hot. Now, I don't dive to one side. I don't, like, spread my arms out. I go into, like, Road Warrior 2. So if you can imagine your leg is deep in this hole, the building's on fire, your front leg is bent, I instinctively hit Road Warrior 2 position, lean forward like launching pad, and pull my foot out of the hole. I turn around. Up comes black smoke, heavy black smoke, and flame. He turns around and goes, what the fuck was that? what were you doing? Like, he's wondering what I just did. Like, what was that little dance move there, bro? And I'm wondering, where were you when my leg was in the roof? So, anyway, it all worked out. We chopped around the hole. And if I didn't have the leg strength in the one leg, and if I was, at the time, 40 pounds heavier, I'm not sure that story would end the same.
Wow, that's crazy. And there's so many stories like that, too. Dallas was up here in December, and I was driving him around, and he was telling me a story about a couple days earlier about how he was on the ice, and he was climbing up the stairs, like this big set of stairs, and he slipped on the ice, and his knee just pivots, and he falls, and he catches himself in the most awkward position, but due to that strength around his knees and, you know, learning how to, like, you know, condition himself in his joints and stuff, you know, save him from tearing his ACL. There's so many stories like that. Where people just, you know, the strength in their joints and the way they've strengthened their core and how they've saved themselves from major injury. And you, even possibly death, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, even possibly death, which is crazy. So, yeah, it worked out.
Yeah.
Right now, we're going to take a real quick break real quick. We're going to start doing this every week, as I told you last week. We're going to throw it to one of our sponsors. DDP Yoga sponsors several podcasts, including Jim Ross's podcast, Stone Cold Steve Austin's, Chris Jericho's, and soon-to-be Goldberg's, I think. So we're going to throw a little intro to Jim Ross here tonight, and he's going to tell you all about the benefits of DDP Yoga and how to get a special deal on DDP Yoga if you don't have it, featuring Jim Ross's special code. So, Robert, you got that queued up?
All right, so how did I go from being a DDP Yoga skeptic to a DDP Yoga believer? Easy. I witnessed it firsthand, what my friend Diamond Dallas Page and his DDP Yoga have done for some of my other buddies in the wrestling business. I also talked to men like Jake the Snake Roberts directly and heard how DDP and DDP Yoga saved the Snake's life, got him to the WWE Hall of Fame, a new man. And Chris Jericho, he's got a similar story. Jericho was away from wrestling for months and months, and when he came back, it didn't look like he had missed a beat. And if you've seen the Jericho's recent work with Bray Wyatt, I think you'd agree. Jericho was in great shape. And he was in great shape when he returned to WWE because of DDP Yoga. DDP Yoga is the real deal. It is a really amazing thing. And it's not just for pro wrestlers and athletes. DDP Yoga is great for anyone, any age, and any fitness level. If you go to ddpyoga.com/Jim Ross, you can get over 30% off the retail price. It's a great deal on a product that has been proven to change lives. And that, as Stone Cold would say, is the bottom line. So check it out, ddpyoga.com/Jim Ross. That's my name, folks, JimRoss.
DDP Yoga/Jim Ross, 30% off the Jim Ross deal. And, Jim Ross is one of the other people who believes in DDP Yoga and has always called Dallas the ultimate overachiever. A great, nickname for Dallas for all, people expected from him against all he has achieved. But real quick, want to throw up the number if you guys want to call in, talk to Jimbo, talk to Stacy, talk to Robert or myself. The number here at DDP Radio is 347-994-1216, 347-994-1216, or you can hit Stacy Morris up in the chat if you have a question for her. And, Stacy, do we have any mailbag stuff today for the emails or anything? Do we have to talk about?
We just have one quick question by email, and it's a general question. Maybe Robert has an inkling. But we have a member wondering when or if we're going to be doing any more 30-minute DVDs because he likes that nice, quickie length of 30 minutes.
That's an interesting way to put it. We have on the new app that we have coming out, it's tentatively going to be released right around the first of the year. Right now is what we're looking at. But there's actually going to be a whole bunch of new workouts on there. And it's going to be really, really cool because not only are there going to be new workouts that you can download, but there's also going to be live workouts and all kinds of other things on it. So that's going to be any additional workouts that are going to be out on the app first. So I look for that around the first of the year.
And just to say, the app is really going to change the game of not just DDP Yoga, but fitness in general. The DVDs, per se, the hard copies, are kind of going out a little bit. I mean, as you see, like the media, CDs, DVDs, it's all going digital and online. And the DDP Yoga app is going to leave so much at your fingertips, everything from a heart rate monitor on the screen to, exercise journals to live workouts to taped workouts to specialized workouts like DDP Yoga for expecting mothers, for seniors, for kids. It really is going to change the game, and I'm really excited to see where this DDP Yoga app takes us, and maybe we'll even have more subscribers than the WWE Network. Wouldn't that be funny?
Oh, that would be nice. What I'm excited about most is the fact that, right now, someone from know, Canada or Australia or wherever wants to get it. They have to wait several weeks. Now, when that comes out, they'll be able to download it and get to work.
And it's going to leave so much more opportunity to do different workouts, a lot more, you know, different workouts. And Dallas is going to leave live workouts. He's going to have regular live workouts where he's there, and it's streaming right over your device, and you'll see him, and, you know, you can put it on your TV through the Apple TV or Roku or whatever they're going to be doing it with. So it's going to change the game for sure, and I'm sure that there's other fitness companies and other fitness, you know, brands that are heavily watching what Dallas is doing because he's way ahead of the curve on this.
Mm-hmm.
But also, real quick, want to let you guys know, 347-994-1216, once again, if you guys want to get in and chat with Jimbo, myself, Robert, or Stacy, give us a call. And, well, don't forget, we're also giving away a copy of Stacy Morris's Clean Comfort cookbook/memoir, which is an ebook, and we're going to be giving that away at the end of the show. We'll figure out something to give that away, something cool, but you'll have to, you know, earn it. We're not just going to give it to you. You're going to have to let us know what you're doing to own your life. So we're going to be giving that away at the end of the show.
Awesome.
So Jimbo, real quick, wanted to ask you, I thought I'd give you a plug. We were in Mexico, and Jimbo and I are sitting there talking. He goes, Mike, yeah, he goes, you drink scotch? And I'm like, I got some good scotch. He grabs it, he goes, Senor, glass, just ice. And he pulls out this flask from his jacket, unscrews it, and pours it in, and it was the best scotch I've ever had in my life. So you're also a vendor for some booze. You're a booze vendor, right? A rep, sorry, booze rep.
Boy, do you make the term whiskey ambassador sound cheap.
whiskey ambassador.
I work as a single malt scotch whiskey ambassador for William Grant. So the whiskey that you had or we had that night was a 21-year-old Glenfiddich single malt scotch that was finished in a dark rum barrel. And, you know, I don't want to lead people into thinking that I overindulge or overhydrate. I don't blame the bartender when the glass is too big.
Unlike like some other people, yes.
Like some people, you know, Robert, but you know what? This is all about owning your life and work hard, play hard. And I am just very fortunate in being able to sort of work at some of the things that I love. And another thing that I hope to take on as a paid responsibility is a certified DDP yoga instructor.
Absolutely.
So hopefully that'll take place soon enough. Yeah.
Jim, you told me you were teaching somewhere, or you were about to start teaching.
Well, through their workouts. It's funny. I was thinking of that question that the email guest had sent in, that he would like a 30-minute workout. I remember back to saying the same thing. I wish there was another 30-minute workout. I wish there was another 40-minute workout. Once you do these tapes enough, you'll either memorize them, or you'll just know the positions well enough, you just throw your mat down anywhere, the beach, the park, your patio in the yard, and go at it. And that's part of what I'm going to bring to the table, and that's what all of the instructors and instructor trainees bring to the table, is the passion and the knowledge of the positions to just go at it. You want a 20-minute workout? No problem. I'm going to kick your ass for 20 minutes. You want a relaxing 40-minute stretching, deep breathing workout? Let me know. We can accomplish that too. And it's all a matter of what you're looking for. Like, this works if you work it, and it's whatever you want it to be.
And it's true, if you work it long enough, like you've been doing it for years now, the moves really do become a part of your memory bank. You know, they just kind of embed themselves in a good way. It's a really cool thing.
Absolutely.
I can't tell you the last time I actually threw in a DDP Yoga DVD. I've learned so much from this that all I do is get my mat on, put my heart rate monitor, throw on the bandana, and just start and go wherever the workout takes me. And I talked to Dallas. I talked to Dallas a while back. And the DDP yoga, you know, positions are kind of laid out like a wrestling match. Like, you got a headlock. From a headlock, you can go to an arm wringer, you can go to an arm bar, you can go to certain places from certain places. And the DDP yoga workouts are laid out like that. So if I'm in Brent-legged bar back. I can even go back to my hand, put my hands on the mat, kick my feet back, or, you know, there's certain places you can go. And that's the great thing about DDP yoga. You can just get into a position and go wherever your, you know, mind takes you.
Absolutely. And if, you know, there's a guy on the job who's got a bad hip or a bad shoulder, you know, maybe I want to stretch that area or not put them in down dog too much for the shoulder because he says it bothers him. Or if the stretch is really what the hip guy needs, you know, let's really get deep on can opener and try and lay across that leg. And he's like, this is curtain. I go, whoa, pain's a bad thing. We don't want pain. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, sit back a little bit. And he goes, no. I like it. I go, you freaky like it? Or it's feeling better? And he goes, yeah. Feeling better. I go, all right, copy that. Yeah, you know, and we move forward. But you know what? The thing about the with the trainer, instructor-trainer program, no matter what level you're on, if you got this program 7 days ago and you went on to DDP Yoga and you said, hey, I just got this program, a dozen people say, welcome. Well, that same thing happens at the instructor-trainer level because there's so much support within this organization, whether it's you guys and the radio program weekly or just the whole community, the support at a higher level, or I should say a more advanced level, or the training level, it's a mentorship. And I can't mention the word mentor without talking about Matt Hancock and all of his Hammer Warriors out in Illinois, Christina Russell, Dave Orth, Liz, all my friends and certified instructors, Dave, soon to be a certified instructor. Like, I went up to Christina at the retreat, and I just said, hey, I just want to introduce myself. I'm so inspired. And she interrupted me and was like, Jimbo, and gave me a hug. So it was, you know, she knew me and I knew her, and it was mutually respectful, and it was just so nice. And her husband, Ron, is awesome. He's such a
– Oh, yeah.
And you're so right. You know, we all learn and pick stuff from each other. Like when I was in the wrestling business, they all said, you know, take a little bit of everybody to make yourself your own. So that's exactly what I did. I saw people at the workshop, at the workouts at the beach that was doing their own things. I stole a little bit from Christina. I stole a little bit from Hayden, from Mike Stroh. And, you know, you just take a little bit of everybody and make it your own kind of a thing. And you learn from everybody. And everyone's there to encourage you and you know, help you along your journey. So the certification program is great. Headed by Dr. Craig Aaron, who does his share of amazing work with that program. And for people, when I first started with the DDP Yoga certification program, real quick, then we'll get into callers, I kind of, you know, it's a new thing. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was just going to be like, you know, you pay your money and yada, 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 go through the motions. But they put a lot of money and a lot of hard work into the curriculum, the book, and the live workout, and the website. There's a lot of resources for the instructors. And like I said to Dallas, I'm like, you really, you know, did the hell out of this. And he said, I don't do anything half-assed. And that's what the certification is. It's not half-assed. It's legit. It's got a curriculum, a book, and all kinds of stuff. So if you guys are interested and you are at the level to get to the DDP Yoga certification, check out ddpyogacertification.com and check it out. And you can hit up Robert or Dr. Craig Aaron with any questions you have regarding the certification.
Yeah.
But real quick, I wanted to get into calls. We have a couple callers for Jimbo and the team. So Bill is on the line. Hello,
dude.
Bill.
How's it going?
Hey, Bill. How are you?
I'm pretty well. I hope everyone's having a good night. My question rather is, I know that app's gonna come out probably at the beginning of the year, and I got the newsletter because the one thing I noticed besides the me getting everything into an accessible format, which I'm, you know, over 50% there, is the heart rate monitor. I'm stuck with that because the one that I did receive, it was a talking heart rate monitor, but didn't live up to the expectations that I was hoping. So I'm just kind of, I'm running into a bit of a roadblock with how I can, you know, navigate around that or work around without, you know, depending on, say, a sighted person, sighted seer.
Well, obviously, we suggest working out with a heart monitor, and Stacy's a pro in this. I know she likes to work out with a heart monitor as well, and I find it's a huge help. But if, I mean, honestly, you probably eventually want to get a better heart monitor that'll work for you. But in the meantime, just gauge how you're feeling, man. If you're blowing up, if you're like, if it's too much for you, back it off a little bit. You know, obviously we suggest working out with a heart monitor, but if that's not an option, you know, just gauge how your body's feeling. What do you think, Stace?
Well, how you're feeling is very key. You know, you got to pay attention to your, you know, your breath or shortness thereof. But definitely, heart monitors are key because how else are you really going to know?
Go ahead.
No, I mean, if you don't like the one you have, you know, try a few others out. It might just be you haven't met the right one. You know, it's kind of like a dating game, you know?
You got to court them.
No, just give it, try some others out. The boards are so helpful. Just post it on Team DDP Yoga. If anyone has other suggestions or monitors they've tried and liked, you know, put it out there before you go investing money in a bunch of different heart monitors.
And
yeah,
Yoga,
maybe you could save someone from getting the one that you got.
Well, yeah, they discontinued the one I have, so, and it was a talking heart rate monitor that I got over eBay. And now I just got to make sure it's compatible with the voiceover feature that I use on my iPhone all the time. So, I mean, and that's another obstacle because a lot of them, you know, could be or a lot of them can't be. So, I mean, like, you know, I guess I'm looking forward to the app coming out because, you know, there might be a heart rate monitor right on the phone or right in the app that, you know, is compatible with voiceover. So that'll kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, I'm almost
just letting you know real quick, there's a very reasonable price one over at ddpyoga.com that has the DDP Yoga logo on the box and everything. It's the official DDP Yoga heart rate monitor. And, you know, it's reasonably priced, but it always, you know, I used that for about 2.5 years, and it never did me wrong. I loved that thing. And so if you get a chance, if you need something in a pinch, I don't remember what the price is, but it's very reasonably priced for a heart rate monitor. Available at ddpyoga.com. It's not compatible with a phone, I don't think, but it's definitely, you know, worth checking out, and it's very accurate, I found, too.
Well, there's two monitors up there now. One is the traditional one that's got the watch, and the other one is a Bluetooth monitor, which connects with your phone.
I will definitely check both those out, and I want to say thank you, Robert, for sending me the text format of the guide.
Oh, no problem.
I appreciate that.
Did that work for you?
I still need to do some a little bit more like cleanup, but I read it. It has everything there. I just might have to make it a little bit user friendly, but I can take care of that and then get the workout from there and start.
Awesome. Yeah, no problem at all, man. I'm glad that it helped.
Yeah, I appreciate it because I know the other way it could have been, you know, through the bookshare.org, it could have been, you know, hit and miss. Maybe they could have done it, maybe they couldn't have. But, you know, there might be another topic of something similar but unrelated to this that I might bring up to you via email. So, you know, we'll just take it one step at a time.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
All right,
thanks for calling, Bill.
Sure.
All right, and we have another caller. Don is on the line. Is this Don Schmelhaus?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Don. How are you, man?
Hey, guys.
Right off, boy, the pie.
I need to apologize to you for not catching up with you when I was up in Jersey a couple months back.
Yeah, man. What's up with that?
Sorry, it was a work thing. Flew in, had an all-day meeting, and flew out the very next morning at like 6 a.m.
I'd have got up at 4 to see you.
I was already up at 4 in a taxi cab.
Oh, yeah, you probably had to check in. All right, well, I don't get up any earlier than that.
Okay.
No problem. All is forgiven.
But it's great to hear you on the radio.
Yeah, man, my pleasure. It's great to be invited. Any plans to come back to New Jersey?
There's always plans to come back to New Jersey because we got an office right there. So I'll let you know next time I come out that way.
Oh, yes, please.
And also want to say hi to you from baby brother. Otherwise, he'd be upset.
Yeah, please do. Tell him I said hi.
I will. Want to give everybody an update. 2 years, September 1st, been doing this. I'm on track for my certification. That will be done by the end of the year, no later, probably a lot sooner. And one other thing. Oh, yeah, 60 pounds gone before I go back to Mexico. So
that'll
be done, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Congratulations,
so
well done.
Fantastic.
That'll happen.
And
your
baby brother doing?
We're doing good. Dwayne's in certification as well, so I'm pushing him. He's helping keep me on track, and I'm doing my teaching hours. Got a nice little space to teach at, given me for free, so classes are going well.
Nice.
So.
And Don, I just want to say I love your accountability page, and thank you for having it, because some days it really it gets me to my mat, quite literally. I want to be able to check off like, you know, and report which workout I've done.
I can't take credit for that, because I'll give credit where credit's due. The torch was passed over to me kind of unofficially. Christina Ann, the same one, and I talked about this in my two-year update blog, video blog, but Christina Ann,
mm-hmm.
when I first joined Team DDP Yoga, August of 2012, she reached out and grabbed a hold of me. Don't know why, she just did. Told me about Dallas having a workshop in Nashville, middle of September, and said I had to be there because she was coming. And then she told me about the retreat and said, you've got to go. I'm like, I'm just starting this. I don't know nothing about nothing. Why am I going to go to a retreat? She's like, you've got to go. Just mark it down and start saving up for it now and go. Well, Christina Ann was doing the accountability page. And she would post every morning, and her job changed, and I kind of took over posting in the mornings. And it just kind of went on from there, and I just threw my little unadded positive spin at the end of it, just like I do on my regular Facebook and Twitter page, just to help keep myself accountable so I know that's my routine. I get up, feed the dog, roll the mat out, and do my work.
I love the dog.
That's
awesome,
great.
I didn't
know the genealogy of it, but thank you anyway for continuing it.
Yeah, he's always full of great wisdom and quotes that he think he writes himself. So great job, Don.
Yeah,
yeah,
I don't throw anything out from something else. This is all bubble crap that comes out of my head. See, to motivate.
And we know there's a lot of that.
Yes,
nice.
There is.
Keep the flow going.
And it's mainly to motivate myself, reminders for myself, and sometimes it may be about a different situation of somebody I know, but it's never directed at one individual. It's just something positive to get everybody through the day.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Great job you do, Don.
I was going to say, you're a great member of the team, man. We're lucky to have both you and your brother.
Absolutely.
Big
Dwayne.
Moving forward.
All right, man. Thanks for calling, Don.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
See ya.
Take care,
Don.
Later.
And real quick before we get going, I really want to say selfishly, I want to talk about something. As I noted a couple of weeks ago, I've been under quite a bit of stress lately, and I didn't really allude to why, but Katie and I are going to be moving at the end of this month in October. I just wanted to announce that here, and we're going to be moving to around the Raleigh, North Carolina area. So I'm actually looking for team members at DDP Yoga that are in the North Carolina area, specifically the Raleigh area. And I'm going to be doing my classes and try to get my certification hours in as fast as I can once I get down there, and hopefully going to have a class to have eventually down there. So just real quick, wanted to say, if you're in the Raleigh, North Carolina area, hit me up on my Mike at 90% page, facebook.com/Mike at 90%, facebook.com/Mike at 90%, P-E-R-C-E-N-T. So just want to throw that out there real quick. And Stacy, we wanted to plug your website as well, stacymorris.com, right?
Yes, stacymorris.com, and I have a blog on Facebook called Hungry for the Truth. And on Huffington Post also, if you just Google my name and Huffington Post, you'll find it.
Awesome. And Robert, do you have anything? I mean, we always plug Stacy's and my stuff, but do you have anything for your website, like your web building stuff, a website or anything?
No, not at all. I used to keep it up, but since I've been full time with DDP Yoga for the last 2 or 3 years, I haven't really had time for other clients, so it's not something I've worried about for quite some time.
All right. Well, Robert's the king of DDPYoga.com, so show some support for Robert at DDPYoga.com as well. And we're going to send it to another commercial break real quick. Then we're going to come back. We're going to give away Stacy's book real quick, and then we're going to sign off. So be sure to come back for Stacy's book giveaway. It's an e-book, and it's a great read, Stacy Morris, Clean Comfort. And this is what I'm going to do. Here we go. You guys can get thinking. You can call in the process, and Robert's going to pick someone at random. The thing is, I want you to name 4 celebrities that do DDP yoga, not counting Jimbo. 4 celebrities that do DDP yoga. So we're going to go to a quick break with our celebrity endorser real quick, and then we're going to come back and give away the book, and just think about it. 4 celebrities that do DDP yoga. Call us in, and Robert will pick someone at random, and we'll have you answer the question. So we're going to throw it to – who are we throwing it to, Robert?
You know, we had a good Jericho, so let's throw it to Chris Jericho here real quick.
Chris Jericho, Lionheart.
You know, I'm not kidding at all when I say how much I love DDP yoga. I do it pretty frequently myself. I did it first thing Monday morning after SummerSlam. I wouldn't have even made it to SummerSlam if not for DDP Yoga. As much as DDP Yoga helped me, it can do the same for you. You'll be amazed how good you feel once you get going with DDP Yoga. It's a great fitness program for anyone at any age, at any fitness level. You don't even have to be a professional athlete. And because you listen to Talk Is Jericho, one of the sexy beast listeners of this amazing show, if I do say so myself, DDP has given you a great deal on the Max Pack. 15 workouts designed for any skill level. You get a nutrition guide, a poster to help you remember the 12 core positions of DDP yoga, and you'll get the workout on MP3 so you can exercise anytime, anywhere you want. That's how I'm able to do it in hotel rooms and on the Fozzy tour bus, at home, wherever I am, hotel rooms. Doesn't matter. I don't have to find a gym. I can do it wherever I is at. So go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho to take advantage of a special offer only available to you guys. That's ddpyoga.com/Jericho. But this offer is not going to last forever. Go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho. Take advantage of it right now. Once again, ddpyoga.com/Jericho. You can also find this great deal by going to podcastone.com. Clicking on the Keep Our Podcast Free banner at the top, the page, then you hit the Talk Is Jericho button and you go do it right now.
Awesome. Jericho's awesome. He truly believes it too. And we just gave away one of the celebrities that do DDP yoga, so maybe that's a little hint right there. But we're going to give away the book now, Stacy Morris, cleancomfort.com. It's an ebook. It's got awesome recipes, true comfort food that tastes good and is delicious. So, and plus, it's just got
and
an amazing
clean
story. If you've ever heard Stacy's story, which I'm sure you have, it goes into detail in this book. Am I right, Stacy?
I go into a lot of the gory details. I don't hold back. But, you know, it's part of being honest and owning your past. And there's a way out of it, too. I want to give people hope. So,
absolutely.
I hope you enjoy it.
It truly is a story of hope and inspiration and overcoming a lot of adversity. And we're giving away a copy of it right now. We're going to 347-994-1216 give a call, and we're going to pick someone at random. Robert, do we have somebody?
You're not going to believe this. We actually don't have anyone that called in, which really surprised me. But
well, then the book's mine.
Well, no, Jimbo. I'm sorry. Alex,
I called
Axel,
in.
Yeah, for a different reason. Shut up. We've got Axel in the chat room. I'm sure Stacy will gift you another one. Just Axel in the chat room. He named it. He picked Gabriel Iglesias, Ryback, Chris Jericho, and Jake the Snake Roberts. So he did it wrong, but you know, that's. I think we should go with that.
All right, we'll go with Axel in the chat room. You win a copy of Stacey Moore's Clean Comfort, the cookbook slash memoir, and be sure to go over to StaceyMooresCleanComfort.com to get your own copy of the ebook. Various ebooks and hard copies available. And be sure to tune in next week as we give away a copy of Diamond Dallas Page autobiography, Positively Page. It's a hard copy book, and Robert will send that out to you to a lucky winner next week on DDPRadio.com. And first of all, I want to thank Jimbo Patterson for coming on the show with us today. He's truly one of the, you know, the bright spots of the DDP Yoga community. He's been here a long time. He knows how to manage his success and keep being successful over a long period of time and keeping that motivation. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jim, so much for being with us. It was a pleasure to talk to you. You're an awesome cat.
Absolutely,
man.
My pleasure. Absolutely, my pleasure. And let me just give me just 30 seconds here. Jake, if you're listening, I miss you, buddy. Get well soon. And if you guys ever want to work out with me, pop in your Below the Belt DVD. But if that's not an option for you and you want to do it in person, email me at ddpyogajimbo@gmail.com.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
My
and,
pleasure.
And, you know, Jimbo, he'll be at the DDP Yoga Retreat next year as soon, I'm assuming. So you can see him as well at the DDP Yoga Retreat, along with Stacey, Robert, and myself, who always makes a point to show up. But a great show, you guys, mm-hmm. tonight. Thank you, Robert, so much. It was a fun show.
My pleasure.
Yes,
hey,
it was.
Mike, there's actually another date from some of the dates that you were talking about. Just learned of it. January 9th, Dallas is going to be in New York City at a yoga studio called Pure. I've been there with Dallas. It's an amazing facility, and keep an eye out for that. You can see that at I think it's Pure Yoga New York City, or just look under Dallas's appearances, but that's coming up in January 9th.
Yeah, and we'll be officially announcing that tomorrow, but I appreciate it.
Damn it! Sorry, man. You know what, man? Telegraph, telephone, telefireman. Three ways to get something out.
Thanks, man. We'll have more info on that, as well as all of Dallas's appearances, both radio, television, and workshops are available under the appearance sections at ddpyoga.com. Be sure to join us next Wednesday. We're going to have another awesome topic, another awesome guest. We're working on a very special guest for next week, so be sure to check us out, ddpradio.com, Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For Stacey Morris and Robert McLaren, my name is Mike Mullins. Until next week, own your life, own this day, as Travis would say. Own it, my friends. See you guys.
Take care.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a presentation of DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.